thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
Genesis 45:11 tells us, I will provide for you. The dream God gave Joseph was not about feeling good because he was now the number two guy in Egypt, but about positioning him to feed his family and the world in time of famine. Don't miss the point here. When God gives you a dream, it will bless you and others. The Bible says, God so loved the world. God's plan is not to make you an icon, but an instrument to fulfill his will. From one of Joseph's brothers would come the Redeemer of the world, but his entire family was being threatened with extinction. So God put a plan in place which involved Joseph interpreting Pharaoh's dream and being elevated to the throne so that his plan could be accomplished. And here's another thought. Joseph's story proves that a God-given dream will change your attitude towards others, including those who mistreat you. It will make you more gracious, more loving, and forgiving. Remembering how they betrayed him, Joseph's brothers tremble as they stood before him, realizing he held their fate in his hands. But he refused to retaliate or even utter a word about what they'd done. Listen to what he told them. I will provide for you. Instead of revenge, he wanted the relationship restored. He looked beyond their actions and saw God at work in all he'd been through. You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is in this day. How you treat others, especially when you're in a position of strength, determines how God will treat you. Be encouraged to check your actions with those words from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.